All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Stutz along with Freddie Cocker.
What's up?
I'm sorry, but Freddie came in a little while ago. I know that you have a trivia question.
Well,
you
I do.
Come in here armed to the teeth. So
yes.
What do you have today?
And as I stare at your bearded face, our okay. question is the U.S. presidents.
All right.
Now, many of you are sitting there wondering, did Freddie have airplane glue on his bowl of cereal?
Or his breath.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I don't know.
U.S. presidents, why we talk about Ron's bearded face?
Not getting close enough to you to tell if you have airplane glue on your breath.
Who is the only clean-shaven U.S. president between U.S. Grant and William Howard Taft?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Who is the only clean-shaven U.S. president between U.S. Grant, who had a two-term presidency that began in 1869, and William Howard Taft, whose presidency began in 1909?
Well, that's a tough question. You got to know your presidents.
Yeah,
know
only
this.
One guy without any whiskers or mutton chops or Fu Manchu.
Any kind of facial hair.
No facial hair.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, some good clean jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Ram Northam and the whole WCHL award-winning news department. Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, a whole lot more. So wake up with us and then wrap up your day right here with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. And streaming live all over the world on Chapelburg.
Freddie, I don't even want to guess. I have no idea who the president is, the clean
shaven
one.
Well, how about if we
named,
if I run through the presidents? Let's see, after U.S. Grant would be Rutherford B. Hayes.
Uh-huh.
After Hayes would be James Garfield.
Okay.
And then James Garfield is assassinated, so Chester A. Arthur.
Uh-huh.
So then we're up to, let's see, 84. Then Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
And then we go to Benjamin Harrison, and then to Grover Cleveland, and then to William McKinley, and then to Theodore Roosevelt, and then to William Howard Taft.
Okay. McKinley?
Very good.
Really?
William McKinley.
I'm just guessing.
Clean shaven.
I'm trying to visualize
that. Yeah, the first American president to be bearded, to have facial hair, was Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have that stretch until William McKinley was elected.
Yeah.
In 1896, but Turkish term in 1897.
Yeah. Do you think I could get elected with a beard?
I think a beard would. If you cut all this stuff off.
Yeah.
I don't even. Would Beverly recognize you when you came in the door? Would you call 911?
Probably not. And if you cut off that mustache.
Oh, yeah, you're
right. People wouldn't know you either.
But, you know, have you been tempted? I have been tempted, just to see.
Yeah, curious, but I remember, my memory is still good enough to remember how ridiculous I looked without a mustache. And,
really?
Okay. Yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, I don't.
Hey, maybe we'll have to make a bond. One day we'll just come in, and while we're doing trivia, we'll whip out the Norelco.
You can go ahead and do that. Okay, I'll just stand back and watch.
And then I'll watch your reaction.
I figured.
Speaking of which, reaction tomorrow is
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
I figure the best I can do to cover up my face.
Yes,
the best that is for everybody out there.
Well, me and you both.